Greetings, this is James Gillen. I'm your host on the DBS Network on As You Wish Talk Radio. And we've got quite a show. We're doing a live show tonight, only because there's so many things to catch up on. A lot of events happening and transpiring here at the ranch. And I just didn't want to tell you about these events. I wanted to bring other people on that have actually experienced these events as well. And so it's very good to hear something, you know, from a disinterested third party or other people, because it gives things a lot more credibility. And what gives it even more credibility is if you come up and see it for yourself. So we always tell people to, you know, do your own investigation, you know, check it out, see it for yourself. And when you do that, it's yours. You own it, and nobody can take it away from you. And, you know, when Danny Dyer was up here, he said the same thing. He says, you know, you're going to say, you know, your skeptics out there are going to say it's a meteor or a satellite. He goes, to me, it was a UFO. And he said, no one can take that away from me. So, you know, he went all over the world to you know, connect and see a UFO, and he came up empty. When he came to the ranch, he went on UFO overload. So there's a lot of things going on up here, and you know, the activity is constant, and they've been putting quite a show on in the sky. And we have that, you know, all documented on film. And we have everybody from NASA scientists to Triple T PhD Boeing engineers and Lockheed Skunk engineers and other people who have come to the ranch and have testified that, you know, it is an ongoing event, and it does indeed not match anything that they've seen or know about. Even the Secret Space Program said that these ships are far beyond that. But on that note, we've got some events coming up, and I wanted to talk about some of these events. We've got a major event coming up in Shasta, and with Rob Potter, and he's putting on an event up there. And without any further ado, I want to bring Rob on the show. Rob, are you with us?
I am, James. I want to thank you for having me on here, and I want to encourage all those people who are been following your stuff. I've been to your place, and I'm not a disinterested third party, but I'm very interested, and I was a very impressive, a beautiful property there, very similar to Mount Shasta, but even more remote. And it's very beautiful up there. And the one time I was there, I remember, I'm not always, for me, I'm excited to see them and know that people are seeing them now, but I didn't really need that for myself. But I was really excited to see many years ago, I forget how long ago it was, I was up there 2002 or something, but to see them really walking the talk and coming out and finally having a place where those of us who have had experiences or those who haven't can really go and just actually have that physical experience, which is really is important. And we know the government's got lots of stuff out there, but a very special energy and a sacredness to your land. And I really respect you and your team out there and for holding the space for all these years. And for really remaining in integrity, James, it's an honor to know you and be your friend.
Oh, thanks. You know, I wanted to talk about your event coming up. I mean, you've got some amazing speakers coming up. Could you give us more information on that, on basically the date and how to contact you for more information, and also a list of the speakers that you have coming up at the Shasta event?
Sure. We're doing it at a different place this year. I used to do these little small seminars for Dr. Fred Bell across the country, starting in the 70s with the National Health Federation and the Whole Life Expo. Was one on the beginning crew there with Alan Goldman and the back in the days. It's changed names and all these different stuff. But I never really did my own thing until about 3 years ago. I started doing some things with Cobra, and then I had done some tours I helped organize with Power Place Tours to Egypt back in the 80s. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do this and it with Cobra, and it was really successful. I really enjoy getting the people together and sharing this information. And I did this one in Shasta, and we had, I think we had 50 the first year. And then last year, you know, a learning curve there. A friend of mine offered a place for us there, and we had we kind of filled up the place 153, and we had no idea it would be 90 degrees, and we had like a metal roof. So it was a real fun time with lots of good people. But this year, we're going to do it up in a very, very special place. And it's kind of like a rainbow gathering in that completely off the grid, folks. We're actually about 6.5 miles up the road there on Castle Lake Road from Lake Siskiyou at the place called the Methodist Camp, a wonderful group of people there. And this is a very special piece of property, several hundred acres of national forest, completely off the grid. They have, they're installing a nice battery system this summer. So we'll have electricity in there, and they have a beautiful kitchen, and it's brand new, nice lodge there with a view of the mountain. You'll be looking at the mountain behind the speakers there. Absolutely fantastic, beautiful new building. We're going to put a restaurant out there. We're going to have plenty of camping. You can just go off in the forest there and camp. We've got a couple different bathrooms in different locations, 3 or 4 bathrooms. We have, we're going to have on-site food. We're going to have rig camping. So if you've got a motorhome, a fifth wheel, a truck, a van, a car, a tent, whatever you want, you're going to be able to set it up there. We're going to have some massage people. We're going to have some vendors. And, of course, the speakers tables will be quite interesting. You'll be able to hang out with the speakers throughout the event, which is quite a lineup this year. We're going to, on the first day, we're going to have Ted Marr. He's the intuitive psychic radio host who is from Washington, and he's a really nice guy. His betrothed is Masaru Emoto's former assistant. So he's a very interesting gentleman. And Scott Lermill, a friend of mine recently, who wrote a final chapter in Omnek Omnek's book, who has a very unique lifetime experience, kind of along the lines of inner soul travel. And then, of course, Craig Campobasso, my old friend from Dr. Frank Strange's days, we've known each other for many, many years, who wrote the screenplay Stranger at the Pentagon. And that will be shown up there. We're going to have a popcorn and movie night. Craig's going to play his movie there. So we're going to get that. It's kind of a short film, but we're going to watch that. And, of course, yourself, James, you're going to be there. And last year, folks, James had an incredible Skywatch. He led the way out there, and we had some people. And if you have those night goggles, come on out. I think we're kind of in the forest here, so I think the best spot will be to head up to Castle Lake there. You'll have some fantastic views of the unbelievably gorgeous clear skies there in Mount Shasta. And we're going to bring in some excellent musicians this year. We're going to bring in the Freedom Tribe, and they're a very beautiful spiritual group that has some very conscious lyrics, and I think people are going to enjoy that. Another dear friend of ours, Alex Collier, this brother had his family's life threatened about 8 years ago and hasn't really spoken much since. He was with Michael Sala there in Egypt, I think, and Dr. Frank Strange's in 2008, and we got him to come out for this summer. So Alex Collier's going to come back out and share some of, you know, his insights about what's going on. It's called the Interplanetary Cultural Exchange Conference. And we're also going to have Anya Schaefer, Omnic Omnic's assistant, will kind of give us a lead in and a little understanding history of Ushumet Omnek and all that kind of stuff. I myself will be there. And Michael Sala, who has been interviewing the Corey Good ET via internet, will be there. A brilliant writer, and I think one of the most level-headed exopolitics writers with a perspective. His writing skills are really good, so he's an excellent, I guess we call it a sympathetic reporter to the Corey Good ET information. And, of course, the final headliner here is Omnek Omnek, the woman from Venus, a very unique story, and you folks will actually get to meet her. Real briefly, she was a young girl on Venus. They lived a very long lifetime. She looked like she was 5 or 6 years old, and she had actually was about 340 of our Earth years old on Venus. She was from a higher density vibration that some people call the astral plane. And through a specific technique from the higher dimensional masters, she was given a mantra, and she said this mantra along with her uncle, and they made the commitment to become physical. And from that point, they went to Venus. And We'll hear that story, but she actually came to Earth and took over the life of another girl who had a relationship with her in her previous lifetime, and she kind of inserted herself in our society. So that's the lineup, August 19th through the 23rd. James has a button on his site. My website, The Promise Revealed, also has it. You can get your tickets there or through Eventbrite. There's little discount codes that we give for each speaker, but it's going to be a great conference. And I think what people should really come to realize is that this conference is unique from other conferences in that we're in a natural environment. We will be going on to the mountain. We will be going up to the lake for a swim. And you get to spend time with your speakers. It's a family atmosphere. So, you know, James, you had quite a little entourage last year, Andrew Basago. So for those of you who want to hang out and get questions, it's a good time. You get to have lunch with Omnek. And so get to feel the people. It's not a cold kind of lecture type thing that you get in one of these conferences with the fluorescent lights and go. This is a week-long family-building spiritual experience.
Yeah, sounds good. I like that. I like more hands-on and, you know, meeting the people and, you know, get away from that just standing on a podium and delivering information. I like it more interactive and, you know, bringing the beings in so people can actually experience them themselves.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really like about your presentation, James, is you have the phenomenon and the physical evidence of what's going on. At the same time, you maintain the spiritual connection, because without the orientation of a relationship to kind of like a coming from a sacred divine center on this whole thing, it's all just nuts and bolts and intellectual process. You have really embraced in your conferences and your teachings is really getting people to attune to the spiritual energies, which is really good, because you can just scale this ladder of intellectual knowledge and it's real empty.
I noticed that they're opening up to that now. It's like the International UFO Congress had me come back, and they haven't had me out there since the 90s, I think, or early 2000, I think, and because they're just mainly focused on nuts and bolts, and then they basically hit a dead end, you know. they realized it wasn't going anywhere, and people were getting bored with the, you know, the old keeping it in the past and Roswell and everything else. So they finally opened up and they saw what happened, because the people really embraced the spiritual side. I mean, the place was packed, and the book sales. I mean, our book sales went through the roof, and the DVD sales, and the other people were shocked, you know, just watching it happen. So people were really ready for that and want to experience, you know, the spiritual side of it, you know, not just the nuts and bolts. I mean, it's such a small piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, how do you bring, you know, what is your technique, if you could kind of share? I was always kind of curious, because you have this amazing energy, you have this, you really can invoke that sacred presence here. You have a kind of a gift for it, and of course you got all the not other dimensionals, non-material beings harbored around there in the invisible. We get a lot of phenomenon with the cameras and stuff. What is that thing that you do that kind of makes it so special when you have your deliveries?
Well, I think dying a couple of times helped, you know, that kept the door open. And then 30 years of intense studies, you know, with lamas and yogis and elders from all different nations, I'm sure that helps. But, you know, just, you know, forming a practice of, you know, meditation 2 or 3 times a day and doing clearing and being of service, I think that because of that, it's just kept the doors open. And I kind of developed an interdimensional phone book, it seems like. And you know, all these beings are just a thought away. I just have to think about them, and they're there. And been getting a lot of assistance, you know, from them in this process. But, you know, the whole thing is that I've never wanted to be a guru, or I've never wanted people to follow me. I've always worked on empowering people to make their own connection with spirit and these other beings and their higher selves. So I think that because of that, you know, they're in full support of it.
Yeah, that's another thing. I really do appreciate that there's no, like, guru type of energy going on at our thing. It's always good to enjoy a fellow traveler on the path, and everyone has a unique energy to contribute. We have two great fire pits this year, James, and so I want people to know that we will have, it's going to be lots of things going on in the mornings while breakfast is happening. We'll probably have two or three different types of meditations and yogas. We'll have the nighttime fire pits. We'll have some crazy music, and we'll bring out the pyramids and the lasers and some of the skater wave technology, which I really like to focus on because, I think we get into all this stuff, and, I mean, there is some just wild stuff going on with this financial system, and it seems things are coming to a head, and I think holding the spiritual anchor, that energy that you present, and the essence of this transformation, which is we're going through as a planet, really comes down to our kind of soul light expressions, as they are in physical, just as much as it is about this, external political, cultural, infrastructure shift that has to take place for us to survive as a species. It's about an energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it has to catch up. I mean, if it's not going to be frequency specific, to the planet and where she's going, it's just not going to be here. It's that simple. And so everything has to transform and adjust to the new energies. And one thing they keep telling me over and over again is that days of tyranny are over, that anybody holding that frequency or acting out from that space is basically going to implode,
Yeah, I keep hoping that. I there's always this carrot in front of the horse for all the light workers. There's so many wonderful teachers and beings that have come and laid a foundation for the truth. And it's happened so repeatedly, and it seems that we keep getting close and things don't happen. What do you think is, are they giving you any good news about anything specific in the future? It seems like there's some bad guys are planning some bad stuff. Corey's last post there was a bit concerning. I'm just going to tell your people here, I'll announce it on the show, when he says the chairman and didn't say the name, it's Henry Kissinger, folks. He was the one running around with the reptilians. And I think they've, they did some bad things. They took his kids up in the spaceship. They got abducted there. So right in his house with him and his family. So he's, doesn't kind of sound good. They can't protect him and his kids. I'm hoping that these things can move forward.
Yeah, that sounds pretty weird. But yeah, it's what I see is that, I don't know. There's something interesting. I just have to check into that and see what's going on. I haven't been abreast of that energy, but the other beings should be on it. They should be taking care of that, and they have in my case. They've been protecting me on a very large scale. We're getting full blown crazy stuff here. We're getting helicopters three times a day, flying treetop level over the house, and weird gear and electronics, and so things are really picking up, but I keep thinking about it. I'm still here. It's like, so somebody's looking after me, and I've been shot at and had brakes cut and lug nuts taken off. And I can't remember how many weird things have happened that I shouldn't be here, but I always think back, well, I'm still here, so something's looking out after me. So I just trust in that. I don't know what's happening with him or what's going on over there, but that seems pretty bizarre, that he's not being protected in some way.
Well, I guess it was the kids, I guess nothing bad has happened yet. Dr. Frank actually had several attempts on his life, and he actually had car accidents and taken to the hospital. So it happens. And then Valiant Thor would come in, and it was kind of interesting. He said he put his hands over him and look up to the heavens and pray, and he would be completely healed. So this healing is a wonderful thing that's happening.
I think in the end, you know, they're grasping straws and they're doing some last ditch efforts to stay in control, but it's not going to work. It's impossible for them to continue just because of the frequency. You know, they're not frequency specific to the Earth and where she's evolving to. So, you know, this just they're in their death throes right now. They're just doing whatever they can to just hang on, but it's not going to work. You know.
It seems like they may get a little of this, a little of that, something going there. I've heard some really good reports. You just finished your ambassador training, huh?
Yeah, that was amazing. We had like about 60 people show up for that, which was pretty insane. You know, amazing things happened there. We had some really powerful people come to the event and partake in it, and the guides and their masters, you know, they came in really, you know, topped the charts. And so it was pretty amazing event. Everybody walked out of there just lit up, you know, and connected, you know. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it, folks. I imagine if you have another one, I'd like to make it up there. I didn't know if you've had that name before. I kind of thought of this name like last for the conference, Meet the Ambassadors. I kind of thought, well, Omnic and Alex Collier yourself, but you know, as far as ambassadors, it doesn't get like any better than that. And I guess it's a coincidence. Have you had ambassador training for many years or what?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a real long time. You know, we had the self mastery classes. And then we had the second phase was the ambassador training. And then I don't know how long we've been doing it, but we've been doing it for quite a few years. But, you know, I don't think anybody owns it. I mean, you shouldn't own those names anyway. It's like owning Jesus or something. You know?
I was just like, I tell him, goes the ambassador, and I go, oh, really? I just didn't connect with it that you had that. And I kind of thought, oh, maybe I didn't know. But it's a good... It's a good idea that we all are to become ambassadors for truth, and we should hold it all between us, kind of.
Exactly. That's the way to go.
What do you think? What would you give as a message? I had someone, you know, who's kind of worried about different things talk to me, and I said, oh, I'm going to talk to James tonight, and they said, you know, they're really having a hard time of focusing. There's a lot of stuff with people going on and you know, money in the family life, and they're finding it was really hard to meditate. And they said, ask James, what is it? Is there a good way to get into a protective mode or something and to really connect with good energies to meditate? How do you set a space? Kind of is what they were asking me.
Yeah.
Is that all?
Well, basically, that's a long question. I don't think I have time for that. But, you know, we teach that. First, we heal any unseen negative influence. We teach people how to do that. And before you meditate or anything, you should do that, you know, create a sacred space. And then your meditations take off. But we also teach people how to clear energies, how to, you know, set your intent and create your own reality versus being in reactionary mind. So, I mean, that question... has a very long answer we don't have time for, but I am going to cover all that in my lecture there in Shasta and upcoming events here at the ranch, so people can check that. Now, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to join the conference there?
Yeah, the best way, I think, is, you know, your website. They can go there and click on that, or you can go to my website, The Promise Revealed. And you probably want to get your tickets pretty soon, folks. Things are picking up a bit there. We still have plenty of camping and on-site stuff. Don't worry. You can always stay at your own place in town and stuff. But there's a phone number there. I'm actually heading to Bolivia next week, down to Lake Titicaca, to the island of the sun and the moon down there with Louis Martin. He'll be at Shasta next year. But he's a really interesting character. So... I think just through the website there, on your website or The Promise Revealed, and any of the other speakers I mentioned have their own websites and little banners there. So that'll be great. And get your tickets soon. Thank you so much, James, for having me on today. And
all right,
I'm looking forward to interviewing you on my show this coming Thursday at 10 a.m.
Great. We'll do that. And, yeah, thanks for coming on the show. And I'm sure the conference is going to be awesome. I can't wait to get down there. And looks like we've got to bring our next guest on. So thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Donald Newsom and BBS staff. Bye.
All right. So my next guest, hopefully we can get him. He's getting off of a train, and I'm not sure if he's with us yet or not, but it's Greg Sullivan with JSETI, and it's kind of an extension of eSETI over in Japan. And we've got JSETI going, and now we have an Australian arm that's starting up too as well. So we're going to have aSETI or something like that, you know, in Australia. So this is really branching out. It's amazing. It's not a franchise. You know, you don't have to pay anything to create a group like that. But, and the groups are all autonomous. You know, they all are run by the people there. You know, there's no strings or anything else. So anyway, it's great. It's just a place where people can gather and share and have experiences and document the activity wherever in their area. But let's see if Greg's on. Greg, are you with us? Are you hanging in there? I don't think we've got Greg on. He might be dropping on and off. But we'll just keep going until we can get Greg on the show. I wanted to talk about some of the crazy stuff's going on here. We just finished our conference, our big one, and we had some great speakers up here. You know, we had Alfred Weber, God, I'm trying to think of the list. I'm like brain farting. It was such a large list to get all of them on there. But John Rappaport was on there, myself. We had Joel Garbin, you know, talking about the free energy movement. Michael Elijohn and Laura Legere. And boy, I'm trying to think of there were so many people. Alexander Metters was there. And her group, it's quite a big group. But, you know, some powerful things happen, and all these networks happen, and people connected. And it seemed like we connected up the secret space fleet with the higher dimensional being and legal things as well. And so all these connections came together. It was amazing. And so out of these connections, we're going to see some things unfold. I can't really talk about them right now, but you know, things on the good. So the really good is it's all coming together now. And it looks like some people are going to have their feet held to the fire that have been, you know, operating, you know, in a way that's very, you know, very nasty, you might say, to humanity and the earth. So it's going to get interesting. But we've been having, ever since that conference, I mean, we've had helicopters flying over our place like 3 or 4 a day, sometimes 5 a day, like right treetop level buzzing it. So obviously we're getting somebody's attention and, you know, a lot of surveillance going on. So, you know, it's getting really interesting here. But anyway, some a lot of things unfolding, a lot of really positive things. And obviously we're over the target because we're getting a lot of flack, you know. So somebody's interested in what we're doing. And hopefully the people interested are going to buck up and, you know, get back in touch with their heart and soul and their oath, you know, to office. And start doing the right thing. But, you know, unfortunately, there are still a lot of people out there that just do what they're told. They're just like Autobots. They have no integrity, no honor, and they've totally trashed their oath of office, and they're just doing whatever they want, you know, up in the skies. But I think that's going to be coming to a close here real soon. But, you know, it's like it's just getting off the charts. The chemtrail activity, the harassment, the helicopters, the psychotronics, all the other stuff is all being documented, and you know there's always a reaction to these actions. You know, you can get away with it for so long, but eventually there's a backlash, and so it's going to get interesting. But anyway, hang in there. You know, Rob was asking me what advice I could give to people, you know, concerning the shift, you know, and the changes. But what I'm seeing is everything is in place and it can't be stopped, and there's amazing events unfolding. And there is a little backlash from that. You know, there's going to be some blowback, you know, from some of it. But in all, the future is looking really good. You know, the white hats and the people that are coming from honor and integrity are stepping up to the plate. A lot of the people that were on the wrong side are stepping over the line to getting back on the right side. So everything's unfolding right as it should be, and it's happening very quickly. So I feel really good about about what's happening recently and the shifts that are happening and the things that are in place. So, you know, hopefully we can keep moving forward, you know, in this this program, because it's fully supported by the source, you know, and by the rest of the universe, so it can't be stopped.
Right, but everybody, a couple minutes, hopefully.
So we're still waiting for Greg. He's getting off the train right now. He's in Japan, and we know what trains are like in Japan. So, you know, they're pretty crowded usually, and we're trying to bring back on the line. But he was just up here with his group, and I wanted you to hear from the horse's mouth some of the events that transpired. He was here during the Australian group that was here as well, and Peter Slattery and some other groups were here as well. So it was quite an amazing event. We had, you know, the whole planet covered basically, and you know, the ships appeared, the orbs were here. He had some great technology, and he filmed a lot of the paranormal things that were happening here, and just blew his mind. And, you know, together, just putting all of our heads together, we came up with some pretty amazing things, you know, pretty amazing documentary of all the things. And I know he has it up on his website, which I don't have on hand, but hopefully I can get a hold of that and put that out. But, yeah, he did a little documentary while he was here, and he put in a lot of the, you know, a lot of the footage, and, you know, just streaming orbs. He's got all kinds of incredible pictures and video of ships and you name it, you know, while he was here. So hopefully that's coming up. But I think we're still waiting for Greg. Greg, are you with us yet? Or I think Greg is still getting off the train there. He's probably running for... Yeah, looks like we're going to have a little more time waiting for Greg. But all in all, there's so many things happening here. We're having so many, I forgot Winston Trout was here also, you know, and it was awesome having him up here as well for the weekend. And he's going to have a workshop coming up as well. So if you want to check out more about the workshops and the events, if you go to ecityreservations@gmail.com, that's ecityreservations@gmail.com, and we'll send you an update on what's going on. We also have the website, if you go to privateinvitationeseti.com, that'll give you a link of all the upcoming events. And we've got Laura Eisenhower coming up and Dr. Dream, and that's August 14th through the 16th. We have some other events. I'm going to do another workshop in October with Itasha or Tashina. She's a wisdom keeper, an Apache wisdom keeper, and she's an Arcturian. And she has incredible Arcturian connections. Even her physiology is different than most people. So that's going to be quite a workshop. We're going to join together. And the last time we joined together and did a workshop, I mean, I was gone. I went out of body, and I was on Arcturus with these beings, and just blew my mind. You know, I don't know where they took me, but I met them and I saw how they lived and what they're up to. So it's pretty amazing. But she's got some real gifts and some really good footage, you know, of the ships and things like that. So we'll see what she puts together. But together, when we get together, it's pretty amazing, because I bring my groups in and she brings her groups in. And together, it's pretty amazing. And that's basically what's happening right now. What I think is amazing is that it's all coming together. And speaking of coming together, I think we've got Greg. Greg, are you with us?
Hey. Hi, James. How you doing? Sorry about yesterday. I just got out of a contact event last night. It's great to be back here. But yeah, we had an awesome visit out to the ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted you to tell some people about, I mean, the last day at the ranch, we tried to talk about that on the Ted Marr show, and you got cut off as usual. You know. And but I'd love for you to go ahead and talk about some of the things. I mean, the skies were just crazy that night.
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason is, of course, what, you know, we got the things worked out with your book being translated in Japanese out here. So that was part of this, you know, kind of big push on our last night. But we saw a lot of activity on the mountain, you know, and then obviously the major power-ups. It seems like this trip we had a lot of activity coming in. I guess it's if you're in the sky watching, you know, looking at the mountain, coming in from the rear on both sides,
Yeah.
And I just remember as soon as I was handed the signed paperwork for the contract, the ship just came right out by Arcturus over there, and as I looked over, you had just come out of the tower, so it was pretty funny,
Yeah.
Always, it just goes to show you, we had that really big Mercury retrograde happening last month, and it's always, the timing on these things is always kind of divine, it's all meant to work out in the end, so. Yeah, but we all got back and we're all just ravaged with the jet lag. It was the worst jet lag I've had in any kind of international travel in years. Mostly due to that flare, I think. The solar activity last weekend was so intense.
Yeah.
And it was
there was two back to back huge coronal mass ejections that hit, along with other energies, and it was pretty phenomenal. But it seemed to also light the skies up like crazy, because the ships were just appearing everywhere and powering up, and I know the people you brought were so excited. It was fun watching them get so excited every time a ship would power up and drop.
We had a nice variation. Every night on our tour with Jay Seti, we do about 5 days, 6 days, and so we have a good solid 4 nights in the field. And every time it's different. This time we had a good variation of all the types of different phenomena. Like the first night was the lights on, mainly nights on the mountain in different places. And then, we had other phenomena that Pete from A-City was able to get on video with lights in the field itself, in the field of dreams down on the ground. And then, of course, with the infrared spotlight, everyone is able to enjoy, the orbs and everything. What really, one video that I was, Pete over there sent me, which we've been showing people in the last couple days, is, we had the IR infrared spotlight on, and all of a sudden this really big orb came right in front of the camera and did a double take. It went in front of the camera, and then it flew out of the frame, and then it came back in from the same direction, And Ted Moore was in the field too with us there. He was standing behind us talking to Solreda, and he all of a sudden tuned into her grandfather and said, he's saying, maybe if you put that camera in this direction, you'll be able to film my consciousness or film me. And then they had already filmed it, so it's pretty. Again, a lot of these events happen out of non-sequential order, but it was just what a gathering of minds and spirit last 2 weeks ago when we were there. Yeah,
it was amazing, just the group of people there that showed up. And I was saying we had all the continents covered basically, but
this time people we always seem to have our group is always real interested in also the inner work and then the clearing. So it was good to get, we were dealing with the heat too, but we had the full, a mini self-mastery workshop that on the second day. And then people were really glad they could get so much time on the table, the table work. So brings in a whole other new dimension. It's almost like overload, for people. They get the experience at night, but since we're coming for so far, I just like to offer that to people. It's just great that we always glad you could offer that to people as well. And I've been suggesting that should be the topic of your next book. There's so many episodes that even in just the couple years that I've been translating at the table for our Japanese visitors, we've had some really incredible. One woman this time had her an ex, family member from the Pleiades come in and do a blessing, during the session. And there's just so much connection going on right now. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of spontaneous healings as well. It seems like people are just, eyes are healing, whatever ailments there seem to be popping away, backs and are healing, hands are straightening out that were kind of twisted, and it's kind of amazing to watch.
Yeah, And I guess like the ancestral karma and clearings, the land really felt like it had gotten a major boost of energy. And you know, we've had some great work. Just even last night, we had a bunch of ships maneuvering around our field work, similar to the ranch. But you know, we rarely get power ups as direct as we do at East City. So it is a whole other level to be so close to the phenomenon there.
Yeah, you know, it was to me, I think what's exciting to me is just watching other people open up and heal and get so excited when the ships come in, and totally changing their paradigm, and then all gathering together and talking about what they experienced, and then taking it back home.
Yeah, and you know, I get to hear that, you know, I get to see them as they. I was just on the train. I just got off a train. I'm in the busiest station in Tokyo right now, called Shinjuku, walking. But I was just with a woman who was out there last August, and so everyone has just nothing but great things to say, and they have their spiritual evolution, or the speed up in their development is so palpable. So. It is a journey of self-mastery, and you know, one kind of thing that kind of came in this morning is that one of the biggest points of confusion about contact is that the ships are rare, or you know, they're really hard to connect to, which is not the case at all. So I think when we get away from the you know, a lot of people will take a picture of something, and you know, I'm sure I know you get tons of people asking you, look at this, you know, what's this? They look at pictures, but contact is active. You know, it's always in motion, and there's always future events that are about to happen. So, if we relax and are confident in the fact that, you know, there's going to be more contact, or we can connect easily, then it takes the pressure off. You know, when we are able to get out and just do one night of sky watching, or you know, our whole contact experience doesn't have to rely on one picture that was taken 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about this. You know, people are still trying to prove, you know, Roswell existed, and that, you know, the Menville pictures were real, or something else. You know, and they're trying to prove this stuff. And, you know, a lot of that stuff is back in the 50s, you know, and
yeah,
40s.
It's time,
they're still
time to move on.
And you just go, yeah, you go, well, you know, you guys, it's happening right now. It's happening here and now. You can have your own connection, your own contact. You can get your own photos and your own video. So why are we still trying to prove something happened 40 years ago when it's ongoing and happening now? Yeah.
Evidence, it's a waterfall of evidence that's constantly growing. So, you know, we're at the point where, again, you know, just like you say, we're gathering with the people who are beyond the need for that kind of proof about the existence, and they're ready to jump in with the actual phenomenon, so, and interacting with the ETs directly. So that's why that's what, you know, he said he's so great to go for. You get it can be difficult at first to understand, but the combination of the vortex and the power on the ranch, on the land itself, and then the actual sky watching is a power-packed punch of contact in one sitting. You know, it was amazing. You know, on that last night, what was cool was on our last night there, like you were mentioning, with all the flybys and power-ups, there was a woman from Canada, a guest from Canada, she reminded me of myself. It was her first night in the field, and she got a pretty strong dose there, and so she was real psyched to I was able to talk to her and a little bit. So it was it was like coming full circle in a way, you know.
Yeah, we've had so many different groups here, and it seems like, you know, the only thing I have exception to is we always get this one guy, and he showed up when you were there too.
It's yeah.
Weird. And I don't know where they come from. And they go, that's a satellite, that's a satellite. You know, it's just like, you go, oh my God, you know.
And, yeah, that was the first time we've had that in quite a while, and just the separation it brought into the field was just real palpable, and so yeah, it was that was a real drag. It was you know, so, hey, well, those people can't be convinced. So, you know, it's hard to deal with at times, but you have to, that's part of the holding the space, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny as I sat and had tried to have a talk with him about, hey, do you understand what a visible satellite is? And that there are satellites up there, but you have to look at the visible satellites that you're seeing with the naked eye. And there's only 1 to 4, and we just had 30 come over and turn and stop and speed up and wiggle and shape, you know, go back and forth and power up. And, you know, the guy just go, that's a satellite. That's a satellite. And I told him, I said, you don't know that's a satellite even more than I know it's a UFO. I said, it's not acting like a satellite. And it's definitely not anything conventional. It doesn't have a red or green running light or a strobe. And it's in the Earth's shadow. So, so where's the reflecting light coming from?
And they, you know, also, the guy doesn't, they were also on... Yeah. He didn't want to hear it, did he? Yeah.
No. He needed to be right. He needed to be the authority there and to run the show. And he needed to be right. He didn't want to listen to anything else. And it was, like, unbelievable. And luckily, he finally left. You know, it's kind of—I think I embarrassed him, but you know, he finally left. But it's—you get these people, and I don't know where they come from, but they actually, you know, it's actually just a total open display of ignorance and arrogance. But you know, I just thank you. I don't, you know, thank you for your open display of ignorance or arrogance. You haven't even read. You know, you haven't even read the site, you know, Heavens Above or J-Tractor. You haven't even done any research, but you definitely are saying these are satellites when they're stopping and turning, going back the other way and everything. It's just crazy.
Exactly. You know, and what was it? The Pete there from A-City had a few of those infrared cameras going, and, you know, they were disappearing on those as well, so, which means they were pulling out of the 4D, you know, light spectrum as well, which is impossible for an object to do, a man-made object. So that was a good point, a good rebuttal that he put forth.
Yeah. And we had one here last night. It was pretty funny because we had this one star. It was just like a really bright star, but it was out of place. And it was just sitting there. And I go, you know, I don't know what star that is. It's not Arcturus or Vega. It's not any of the major ones. It's not Jupiter or Venus or... You know, what is that thing? And so I just kind of ignored it. And a ship comes flying by it, and the ship powers up. Right when it got next to the star, it powers up and got really huge. And then the star just takes off, and it goes off to the south and leaves, you know. So, you know,
someone
what
was just talking
that?
About that at our event. Can an ET craft become a star, like, you know, an alleged star? And, yeah, the answer is totally yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, on this point, though, there's an interesting thing we should mention regarding this idea of man-made craft and reverse-engineered ships and stuff. That one of the disinformation, you know, the slight, when you put something like that in a book, you have to be careful regarding the grammar of it. So we've had a couple people out here who've tried to do a little slip of the tongue and say that most craft in the air now are man-made or are secret spacecraft, which is actually, it should be most craft that were, you know, in the UFO field up until now, you know, the Adamski type UFO and all those nuts and bolts type of craft were the back engineered ones, and they were being shown to be ET craft, so we didn't realize that they were using super technology. So if you put that onto the current day, then you're actually negating context. So we've been trying to keep track on, you know, there's some very influential people on the TV out here in Japan who seem to love to continue to spread their disinfo, you know, and through the mass media we're dealing with. So we have to clean that up every time every time they do a show. It's like, so I'm always real sensitive about that.
Yeah, it happens.
But
it comes down to
the fact that you need to, you know, there's only one way to get that skill of the discernment, and it is, you know, contact in your own personal context. So the more you see different phenomena, the more you get to, you're able to easily discern what's real and what's not, or what's man-made and what's not.
Yeah, I agree. It's you know, the when I went to Contact in the Desert, boy, the photographs we got from there when we did the Skywatch are just phenomenal. And all the nature spirits came in, their orbs were everywhere, and there was a lot of ships flew over. And I haven't gotten the video of the ships, but I did get the video of the orbs and all the other paranormal phenomena that happened there. But it seems right. like now it's the veils between worlds, especially at, I think Joshua Tree there, you know, that retreat center there is on a vortex as well. There's some real high energy things happening, you know, there. But if you go to these places, you know, and you just start shooting around when the invocations are happening or when, you know, things, people just got phenomenal photos.
Yeah, the energy really is always around you. So that's the deeper layer. When you know, you see, we first look for things in the sky, but yeah, that pointing out all the stuff that's in the field right around us is sort of the next level. So look forward to putting out more and more information about that too, and getting more videos and stuff. We definitely had like a basketball size, like a red light on the ground last year that was very. Very close and interacting with consciousness. So it's just one thing after another.
Yeah, we had a gold ball. It cruised right across the middle of the field. There's a lot of people standing out in the field the other night, and this gold ball of energy, about 2 feet off the ground, just cruised right through the middle of the field. And, you know, they didn't know what to make of it. They just go, I don't know what that was, you know. And I go, yeah, we see that guy all the time. It'll cruise across the field about 2 feet, and it's about, you know, a good foot wide, maybe a foot and a half wide. And it goes across the field. It's very bright, and it'll go in, over the trees, and it'll just go right straight up the tree to the top of the tree and sit there for a minute, and then it just takes off and goes up into space.
That's pretty wild, definitely. I mean, some of those, but I guess from the ET point of view, that, you know, at that level, we're talking after, you know, several, you know, you 30 years plus, you know, me, what it was now 7 years, I guess, since I've had my experience at the ranch, you know, but people who are first timers aren't really going to be able to handle that. They, you know, it's like they say they want to have a lot of evidence, but when it gets that close, those kind of things could easily trigger a fear reaction. So I have pictures of a lot of these beams coming down, and even some, you know, some of the healings and all the things that are in the close range. But there's a limit to how many people you could show those to, because it has the potential to you know, trigger a free reaction for some people if they weren't ready for it.
Yeah. At the event, we had John Rappaport talk about that. It was hilarious, but he was talking about cognitive dissonance and how these people just get this blank stare and they just go somewhere, and you'll be talking to them and you go, wow, I saw an amazing UFO last night. It came in low and powered up. And all of a sudden they get this blank stare on their face, and you're done. And then you go to another subject and all of a sudden they're back. And it's like,
yeah,
and they don't
some
know
of
what
those
happened.
Some of those keywords are programmed, you know, and to have that kind of like a non-reaction, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, he said you're just watching over and over again. You'd talk about 911 or something else, and all of a sudden these people just go away. They go away, and then they come back. You know, they come back a little later like nothing happened, like they never went anywhere, and they start talking about another subject, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I know Lisa Renee calls that a mind slide, and I wanted to talk to you a bit here, James, about implants. You know, we're in a new dimension of implants, and I know Ted was on the same page. Ted Marr was on the same page about this as well. We've experienced a lot of these kind of like shiatsu type of needles, like, and etheric implants. What's your take on that these days? I mean, we're getting hit with the technology, and those are being put in by both Greys and at times remote viewing military people. I've gotten hit in bed, and they're all over the place. You know, luckily, we're doing clearings daily, and the ETs are on top of that. It's just like a mosquito prick. But I've woken up with, you know, these kind of dreams or dream residue with like kind of mind control scripts and, you know, things trying to keep me away from speaking about certain things. What's your current status with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and especially, you know, with at the conference, we're talking about these delta wave beam emitters, you know, and they can actually just take you out. They start focusing this beam at you. You go into the delta state, and you're gone. I mean, you're out, cold. And then they have another, they have this other one that I think it's like a theta wave or a dream. It's like a dream beam, basically, where they could actually send information to you and make it think you had a real experience, like you're with this group
the
or that
beam.
Group or all these
other
things. Yeah, it's like a really crazy technology they have right now that they're playing with, and especially these delta wave things where they just shut you off. They can just click you off with these emitters, and pretty amazing, you know, the stuff that's coming out. But I think the more people know about it, the less they're going to be, you know, using these things, because people are going to start figuring it out.
Yeah, well, you know, the information that's been out there about the physical implants was really just the beginning. You know, that's one wave. I have, you know, from my knowledge, I have never experienced that, knock on wood. But this other etheric stuff is you know, we've all the stuff you've gone through over the years, you know, definitely is happening here in Japan, too. So,
yeah,
it's but then we have the protection, you know, the incident we had with the audio, you know, you guys got in Maui, and then that same voice I had a dream of, you know, the night before, the morning you played it for us. That's just another brick in the wall of the protection, you know, that they're the lion beings and those things. We just came off of a event last night, and we were nearby a lion rock. One of the places nearby our hotel was called Lion Rock. So.
Yeah, interesting synchronicity. Hey, we're coming up to the end of the hour, so what's the best way that people get in contact you through your site to find out, you know, what you're up to,
you know,
in any of the events happening?
But you know, I'm on Facebook. I don't have a lot of content yet up in English, so I'm you know, I'm Greg Sullivan on Facebook. People can feel free to connect that way, and you know. And then I have a chapter in that Paths to Contact book that's on sale on Amazon or at the ranch there as well. So, yeah, it's been, for the most part, we've been pretty solitary here on Island Nation. But it's always great to come over to the ranch. You know, we're coming out about three times a year. So during those times, I'm in the Portland area or whatnot. So, yeah, if anyone wants to get in touch, yeah, go ahead. Greg Sullivan, it comes right up on Facebook there, so.
Awesome.
And then
Jay said
he's excited. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've got to sign off. So hey, thanks for coming on the show, and keep us updated. If you have any major events happening over there, let us know.
I sure will, and we'll look forward to seeing you next month.
Great. Awesome. We'll see you then. Well, folks, we're hitting the end of the hour here, so we've got to sign off. And remember, we've got August 14th to the 16th. We've got the Laura Eisenhower and Dr. Dream event coming to Isetti. If you want to find more about that, go to privateinvitationesetti.com, or you can email us at esettireservations@gmail.com, or you just go to the Isetti site, esetti.org, and check that out as well. So anyway, watch the skies. Crazy events are happening. Everything's in place, and I think we're moving forward into a bold new future. And, you know, those that are not making the shift, that are not frequency specific, you know, to this shift, that you know, all I can say is good luck with that. Anyway, have a good evening. Good night.